You're listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
Okay, it's Kung Fu Panda review time. We love Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, we've seen all of them.
I have a tattoo.
Right here. Right of Poe.
Poe and Tigers are going at it. spoiler, Poe's a powerbomb. Anyway, yeah, so so it's been like a few weeks since I watched it. I let it settle. I'm actually kind of glad we didn't immediately do a review because I might have just had the hype brain. God. So originally when we talked about it, like personally, I think we both agreed we went like 1-3-4-2.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm very concerned because I might actually put it as the last one, like 1-3-1-3-2-4 instead. But I don't know about you if that changed, but like. I learned some information. I'm not sure if you saw anything about behind the scenes, but there's issues. They apparently originally they wanted to be a hybrid live action. What? Yeah, they wanted to be a, ew. And then like everyone had to convince like the higher ups like that's stupid.
Yeah,
don't do that. Stop. That's ridiculous.
DreamWorks, you're like literally on top of the world right now.
And then there's also the other issue that like they all basically kind of agreed that 3 was like the end.
Right,
but then like. Someone, they're like, we can milk this for more, which I mean, everyone's like, okay, fine, but it's gonna be hard to get all of us in the same scheduling like permit. And then that kind of led to, okay, here's the issue. What's her name? Tigress.
Isn't it? Angelina Jolie.
And, yeah. Apparently, just for like a line, it cost like $10 million.
Ew.
Yeah, like she's super famous, which is whatever.
Right.
So like. I think to a degree they had to diversify the like what do? Do we keep the same cast or do we like go out and get other casts for less money, but then we have to cut back on like the original?
Right.
I always foresaw this being an issue. Just getting those the same five like
they were people, all big actors. Right. It's Angelina Jolie, Jackie Chan, Seth Rogen.
Who
are the other two? They're both big. Is only like Steve Buscemi one of them? Who's Crane?
That's a good question.
It's Crane and Snake. I can't remember.
Oh yeah.
They're like all five big actors.
Huge actors, yeah.
Tara Strong.
Never heard and I don't know who. Oh, never mind who Tara Strong is. Wait, Tigress. Wait. Oh no, this has to be for
That's for the show.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. I just want to see like
a real movie. Put in Kung Fu Panda
3. Voice actors. Yeah, I'll do Kung Fu Panda 1. Yeah. That's gotta have it. I think it's him.
Oh, Lucy Liu. Yeah.
Oh, right, Lucy Liu. Right. And then who's
Snake? I think the last one. Oh, David Cross is Crane.
No, Leah. Who?
David Cross.
The last. Oh, okay.
They're all big actors. Right. So
like I understand they want to go out and like.
Right.
But however, the problem is that after the first trailer, everyone's like, oh, where's the Furious Five? They came out with like a poster. It's like the Furious Five are back.
Right.
What a fucking lie that was.
Yeah. It was an after credit scene and none of them talked.
Right. It was a voiceless after credit like that. So but backtrack here. So like they at least explained in the movie why they're not in the movie. They're like, oh, everyone's on a mission, which. Makes sense. I'll give them that. Like,
did you watch the show? I haven't watched the show. So is that like what they're doing in the show too? You know?
No.
Okay.
In the show, basically, you're talking about the Netflix one. They don't really give a good reason why they're not there, but Poe kind of becomes an outcast. He like embarrasses himself, and people don't believe him as like the Dragon Warrior. So he goes like on an adventure to Britain. But he just goes off the faraway land. I honestly don't really have to watch it, but I understand why they wanted a new cast. I always thought they underutilized Jackie Chan immensely in every movie. Like Monkey never has any lines,
right?
So the Furious Five being out, I can look past. Personally, I can look past it. It's like they did what it's they did.
Focused on Poe. You're setting up a new character anyway.
Right. Like, he's like fine. The spiritual leader now. You know, like the Oogway, whatever.
Right.
I'm trying to piece out how I want to play this out. This might be a long episode, but this is all about finding a new Dragon Warrior.
Right.
Mr. Beast made an appearance or like a small cameo as one of like the Dragon Warrior contestants, which by the way, I love that scene where like he's like Oogway and like watching people do like the, you know, the Dragon Warrior test.
The test.
Yeah. I like that. I thought that was a fun throwback.
And then he like points at himself and doesn't make a decision.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the dragon. Right. Me.
Like, me again.
I thought that was funny.
And Shifu's like, you've got to pick.
You have it, yeah, right? Right.
And then,
my brain's so jumbled how I want to do this. But so from the start, we knew Tai Long was coming back, right? Like we knew that.
He was in the trailer. That was cool. And even that, like, man, they downplayed.
They downplayed
pretty hard. Like, he comes back for the chameleon is the main villain. Her gimmick is that she can steal kung fu from everybody.
She can shapeshift and steal kung
fu. Right. Right. So she like summons literally all three of the bads from the last three movies and like a bunch of other like masters from the past and like wants to steal their kung fu. So like Tai Lung's the first one, which is like early on in the movie. And he's like, what are you doing? Like, I don't want this. Like, for whatever reason, Tai Lung's just like a good
guy. Oh my, dude.
Right? He's just like instantly a good guy now from being locked in the spirit realm for however long. So she takes his. His is the first one she takes. And then.
Just backtrack. The only reason she's taking it is because she.
Oh, she can't learn kung fu. She's a chameleon, so she's like tiny compared to everybody else.
No one wanted to teach her. And she said because she was, quote, too small and no one would accept me. That makes no fucking sense because.
Mantis learn from Mantis.
What?
Right? Yeah.
Well, no, it's not even that, but like, how is that your excuse?
Right.
What they should have just said was, I innately just was not good at learning kung fu.
Right.
That would have made more, at least, like, some kind of sense.
Yeah.
But like, saying, too small, no one would accept me. Dude, Master Chicken, like, Matt from Kung Fu Panda 3, there's a Mantis who's just, like, intensely small. Viper is just a snake. I mean.
Viper has no hands or legs.
Right. So that was a really, really stupid, like, reason.
Right.
I was like, why?
Right.
You know?
So basically she's like a crime boss now and wants to steal people's kung fu to like acquire it for her own. Cool. Whatever. But then like Tai Lung isn't seen until the end of the movie where he's just locked in a cage and doesn't do anything. That was it.
So his fight scene, at least when he was like summoned, I thought that was pretty cool. Like when he's like fighting off like her minions and then he gets it stolen. That was fine. I'm not sure it's because I want to be vastly different, but ideally what I wanted was, Poe, whatever, he fights a chameleon, but like, it would have been so great if Tai Lung turned out to be the next Dragon Warrior.
Right.
And that, like, and then that's what, but you know what I'm saying? That like,
she summons him back from the spirit realm, takes his power and doesn't lock him up. He like goes to warn Poe.
That would have been
like perfect.
Right. Exactly.
You like, market him, you hire Ian McShane to do the voice again. And then you like waste it. He does two lines, and then an hour later does like six more. And then at the end, they're buddy buddy anyway. Like spoiler alert, they're buddy buddy anyway. He's like, you know what? You're pretty cool, Poe. Like Panda.
100% agree that it realistically should have been that Tai Lung comes back, warns Poe, and then like the adventure is Tai Lung learning how to be a better person and not a massive douche.
Right.
And because that was like that's the worst part of the Kung Fu Panda lore, which is crazy to talk about, but. It's just that, like...
the Kung Fu Pandaverse.
It's just that, like, Tai Lung, I believe, deserved a redemption arc.
Yeah.
And, in the first one, it was just an incredible tale of just, like, Tai Lung feels betrayed. He was taught to be the Dragon Warrior that was taken away from him, so he just goes basically on a murder spree. And then, like, Shifu's like, okay, my son's in the spirit realm. That's fine.
Right.
Like it would have been so great. But then, instead, they got Awkwafina as, like, the fox, which... It kind of grew on me.
She was fine by the end of the movie.
Right.
But
I just don't see her as like a mainstay. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, I don't want that fox to come back again. But I mean, spoilers. She's the new dragon.
But yeah, but that was like, I think that was in the synopsis to begin with.
Right. But it's stupid too, right? Like that they like paid Tai Lung to be like in this movie again, like the voice actor, but they had the other two guys, like the other two villains, and they said nothing. The whole movie, they said nothing.
So that was another thing in the back. Apparently, in like the back end of things, like they like ran out of time to animate. That's why they were so stiff. Like those right. two like didn't do anything. They didn't move. They just like
they just stood in their cage.
Right. And
which it, like who voiced those two? The
it was
Peacock and Ox.
The guy who's James Jonason from Spider-Man. The you know the newsletter.
Oh, right. I want Spider-Man.
Right. I forgot his name. Oh wait, no, I just said his name, James Jonason. And then I don't know the was the Peacock guy at all. Oh, Gary Oldman.
Wow. Okay. So like they're big voice actors.
Right. So like here's another big issue. I think this besides the chameleon part, the whole bringing everyone back from the spirit realm would have made infinitely more sense as the last Kung Fu Panda movie, and like these people want revenge on Po, and he has to like just fight them all off. Right. Him and the Dragon Warrior, whoever it is. I think that would have made way more sense. It'd just been cooler. But like I feel like that like idea is just wasted here, especially because they don't have the voices. You know? Right, they're just like, dude, come on. Also, we should probably talk about like the side mission, which was his two dads.
Oh yeah. So like and did they change the voice actor of
Poe's dad? No, it was still Bryan Cranston.
Oh, was it?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He just like not the panda. The
no, it's still James Hong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
He just sounded different, I guess. Maybe because he's older now or whatever. But they both like are for whatever reason this movie, not the other three, right? Like Mr. Ping was like always worried like in the movies, but he wouldn't go out and do anything. This one. I feel like because they didn't have the Furious Five, they were like, what do we do on the side?
Yeah. And, yeah. You know, they had to pad it.
And it was like, oh, well, let's send the two dads after him. And it's like, what are they going to do? They literally do nothing.
Right. Mind you, in three, Mr. Ping, he did accompany Poe, but I think it was after the fact, like he kind of snuck in.
Right.
And like, it didn't really show him on the adventure, if I'm remembering correctly, but like, it wasn't like a side mission. This is like the both dads are concerned, like, oh, we got to follow Poe because he might be in danger. It's like, really? I mean,
yeah, right. He's the Dragon Warrior.
What happened in Kung Fu Panda 2? Why didn't you follow him to the deep China? Why did you, or at least Ping?
Right.
But like, I don't think it was like the worst because like it was funny when they were in the bar.
Right. It was like a comedic relief almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, while this other stuff was going on.
Right. Anyway, so Awkwafina, what is her name? Like the
fox.
The fox.
Zen.
Zen. Okay, Zen. You know, she's a thief. She turned out to work for the chameleon. She's been tricking Poe the whole time. They go on an adventure. She learns that Poe's like a great guy. And of course, they change her heart. I didn't mind the adventure. Like them bonding together, them in the
right. It was very like buddy. It's been done before.
Right.
I just wish it was Tai Lung.
Right, right.
No, like, no. I know there was a better option.
Yeah, there was a better option. Yeah.
Even if he didn't become the Dragon Warrior, right? And, like, they left that for the next movie, right? Because that was, like, that was almost kind of wasted, too, I feel like. Like, deciding in one movie that it was this fox, right? But, like, if it was, like, Tai Lung was the buddy, then they could have set it up and been, like, oh, you know what to do. Like, you'll find the Dragon Warrior and then have another movie.
I don't mind it because I think they need it's one movie to just kind of show what it means to be the Dragon Warrior. And then, right. Like, this one is, like, who became it and why? And now it's like, okay, how do I actually just be a dragon, the Dragon
right.
Warrior?
Right.
I love the crazy train rendition they did in the police chase.
Oh yeah, they always have like a banger remix.
The soundtrack was really good.
Yeah,
right. It was just like I thought it was a pretty funny movie. There was parts we were laughing our ass off.
There was a lot of like adult humor in it,
right?
Like, for the parents. I can't think of
the fish and the
stork mouth.
I really would have loved that character came back to the temple and became like a master,
right?
Like
right.
That he was like
the next,
funny.
One of the That's next a, five or something.
I think he's like a sleeper hit.
Yeah, he could come back and like be a hero. I feel like.
Oh, you know, it's just a total side note, but they did. They are in discussions. Originally they actually wanted to do a Furious 5 spinoff movie before this, and they're still in talks of that. But I mean, like but Joe, but it's just well, not in the show. They're barely in the show, but I think just the money for those huge, those five huge actors. And I don't think they can do a spit like different voices, you know.
I think do it after like Shrek 4.
What does Shrek have to do with it?
Well, Shrek will make the money.
Also, it'd be Shrek 5.
Oh, Shrek 5. Do it after Shrek 5.
How did you not get that?
Do it after Shrek 5, and you're like literally rolling in cash. And then right, you pay them and do Furious right. 5, right?
But anyways, yeah, they go through a city. Like, there's the underground part, which, like, was fine. Yeah, so, like, and then, like, you said it before, but, like, Thailand has, like, almost a total of, like, maybe four lines in the movie. And one of them is just like bashing Poe. It's like, yeah, I knew you were an idiot. Like, you know, like, right. Like, oh, Tai Long, you're back. And he, you know, he's like, yep, I'm back. And you're obviously a failure of a Dragon Warrior.
Right.
And then, and when they beat Chameleon, and we're going to go back to the boss fight in a second. He's like, oh, maybe I was wrong. Like, what?
Right. Just like, ah, oh, you beat him. Like, cool.
I don't get why they're so like they're happy now that they're in the spirit realm. And it's like, so behind the scenes, there was also a big fight. They couldn't figure out if the spirit realm meant you were dead or was just a different existence of living.
Right.
And it's like, because, so are you saying Poe killed Tai Long that like just sent him with the pinky? Or right. Is he just in a different dimension? But Shen is dead. Like, that's confirmed. So,
right.
But he's in the spirit realm. You'd think he'd be in the bad spirit realm.
Right. There is no, and then, yeah, there's no bad spirit realm, right. I guess. It's just the spirit realm.
I think they should, if they introduce that into lore, like, there's a different spirit realm for those who are, like, you know, unworthy. Right. Just like, hell.
That would be kind of cool.
That would have been cool. But Poe sends these bad people to the good place. That would, like, be an interesting plot.
Redemption.
Right.
That is their redemption, I guess.
Right. But I think our synopsis for Tai Long would make infinitely more sense.
Right.
The Chameleon fight, though, I liked a lot. I thought it was.
I think she's a very good villain. Like, had a really, like, evil aura to her. Right. Like, her powers, she couldn't do Kung Fu, but, like, her powers really cool. The shape-shifting and, like, it just seemed like she could be anyone, like, at any time, which was really cool.
So, you know, I just thought of this.
Final fight was just banger.
The fight was banger. I was very surprised with the amalgamation of, like, turning to, like, this deformed dragon thing with, like, all these right. different powers.
Right.
That was an interesting twist. It just occurred to me, though, from the trailers, when we saw them, like, she turned into Poe, you know, like, the Chameleon. My presumption was that she stole his his kung fu. But that never happened.
No, never hit him.
But, like, I think looking back for, like, the final fight, it would have made more sense near the end if she stole Poe's kung fu and then Awkwafina. He's like, here, Zen, you're going to need the staff. And that, like, you know, then she beats right. the Chameleon. I personally, though, I think the very end they phoned in where, like, she just, like, copies Poe's movements, like, ska-bam, and then it right. shoots, like, the blast.
Yeah.
I was like, and then also the fact that Poe actually could have, which I don't understand. How could Poe get out of that metal crate?
Like he actually couldn't get out of it originally. Last time.
Right. Yeah. But now he's,
unless it was, like, actually just, like, a big brain, like, bluff the first time that he couldn't pick it up.
No, but then why would he give Zen the staff?
I guess to prove herself some BS like that, because they like alluded to it the whole movie, right? He was teaching her how to do that, and like then she was like enforced to do it almost, and like I don't know it.
But like it's just I thought that part was kind of phoned in, just like using the staff power. I was like, right. Okay, I mean, I guess, but yeah. And then it just annoys me that, like, wait, you could have got out of the whole time, couldn't you? Like, yeah, I could have. I want to see what you could do. It's like,
right.
Why?
Yeah.
Who cares? Yeah, it's like really? So I know we kind of like jumbled through the whole thing, but it was right. like
that was basically the gist of the movie. I mean, they go on the adventure, they get to the Chameleon, the city where the Chameleon is, they try to like infiltrate.
I like how it was like Poe just didn't know what city life was like. And right. it was basically kind of cool. like a pun of New York.
Yeah.
And everyone moves so fast. Like, all these smells.
The chase. Everything was, like, animated really well, oh, right. too.
The
like,
police chase was really good.
The police chase was awesome. Like, there was no bad animation, like, anywhere. Maybe, like, the end.
I was going to say, with the villains. The bosses,
yeah, but yeah. They were, villains, like, yeah. background footage anyway.
Right.
Yeah, the Chameleon's a sweet, like, boss. I feel like DreamWorks on point with their, like, bosses lately with like Death from Puss in Boots 2 and
right,
like this was really good.
So. Oh, but again, I will say that like the what's it called with the community, just her backstory was just kind of
stupid. Yeah, right, like stupid. Oh, I couldn't. No one wanted to teach me kung fu.
What are you talking about? Yeah. And not also a total plot hole right there is that the Furious Five are known throughout like the land. So you're gonna tell me you couldn't go to Mantis? Like, you know. She has to know he exists.
So that was, like, stupid, too, is that, like, so Poe's, like, around the city, he's like, oh, I'm the Dragon Warrior. It was like, what?
Oh, like, wait, that's
like, no one knew who the Dragon Warrior was. I assume they didn't, in correlation, didn't know who the Furious Five was then.
That's, okay, but that's fair.
But then it's like, what are they protecting, then? Just literally that one town? Like,
right, yeah. The Valley of Peace, but, like, everywhere else, they were, like, pretty, like, where Tai Lung was originally in the prison, there's communication between, like, the prison and... Yeah, so, like, that I don't think that makes sense. You're very good point. That,
couldn't
like,
she have also, like, summoned Oogway back from the spirit realm and, like, stole his kung fu? Because I assume he was
that's a good a point.
Master, right? Like,
yeah, that's
like,
a really good point.
I understand, yeah. Like, maybe they could get the voice actor, so they just cut it. But, like, I feel like that would have been the big brain player. Like, right. Tai Lung, he's a badass, but, like, there's better people you could have taken their kung fu.
She said specifically... villains, but now that you point that out, yeah, I guess why wouldn't it couldn't be anyone else? But the spirit realm is so weirdly vague that we don't understand what or who is in there. Or is it just like a kung fu masters? But I was just gonna say it was cool with the chameleon fight though that she used like everyone's like fighting styles. Like she had she turned to Shen for a second with like a peacock and like threw stuff. She turned into or like she used Kai's like double wheeled style title. Tai Lung, she like, you know, the paralyzation technique and stuff like that.
Right.
Again, her animation is fighting was super cool. Yeah. Backstory just sucked.
Yeah.
That's like, is there really anything else to talk about? Just in movie before we get to like our overall thoughts. I don't think we really missed anything.
Zen was like a double agent. That was like the twist.
Oh, I said at the beginning, but yeah. She works for Chameleon, which I didn't. For some reason, I didn't think about. I did not. Did you?
I saw it coming a million miles.
I didn't see that for some reason. Yeah. I was like, what? Really?
Yeah. What?
Wait, no way! Yeah, I threw popcorn at the left of me.
Kicked like, the kid in what? Front of us.
No, I don't want it.
Why, Awkwafina? Why? Here's another part I'm having an issue with. So, like, Poe's dads, they get to the city, you know, on their adventure. They finally meet up with Poe. But like... their whole like gimmick of being there, like, oh, we're gonna help stop the army from like stopping you from your battle.
Oh, right. So there's like an underground like thieves guild basically that Zen was a part of in this city when she lived there.
Right.
That like the dads like the Poe and her interact with them, but then the dads hire them to like fight in the last fight or whatever. But oh, that was another thing. So like after we left, I was hoping, right, and this was before we like saw the end and what happened with the Furious Five, I thought the gimmick of the dads was to go and get the Furious Five and be like, hey, like Poe's in trouble, like we need you, and then they were gonna show up at the last battle and like help out, but no, just disappointed in that.
Yeah, that would have made more sense. Yeah, I would expect, yeah, now you think it's a in the movie, he stopped coughing when okay when we were watching it, yeah, I was expecting the in the final fight that like the Furious Five would come in as backup. That's what they meant when oh Furious Five are back,
right?
Even if they came in at least then, it would have kind of like justified their, you know, existence in the movie. Granted, they weren't any before it,
and they could have had it where like they were fighting the other villains, like the Chameleon didn't have to lock them up and could have just like had them be evil or whatever, right? And then that was what the Furious Five were taking care of or whatever.
But it was only villains, though.
Right. It's stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. It's interestingly weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, like, I'd actually argue this might be the second funniest Kung Fu Panda movie, though, comedically.
Oh, the like, jokes
yeah,
were
yeah, like the jokes are point. Yeah, the jokes yeah. are really on point. The fish character was like just funny for no real reason.
Right.
I can't really think of a lot of jokes off the top of my head, but they're just like adult like
the
center. Killer
bunnies in the Thieves Guild that were like pretty funny.
Yeah.
There was like these two monkeys in it too that were like a comedy sketch. They didn't talk at all, but they were like doing funny stuff the whole time.
Yeah, there's like mugging Poe. He's like, oh, So, like I'll give it that, but it's just, I'm trying, like, when it comes to ranking it, comparatively to the other ones. I mean, obviously, it wasn't going to top one, right? Like,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, like, at first I said 1, 3, 4, 2, but, I think about, like, these weird plot holes and just, like, the direction of the movie.
Right.
I don't know if it's the, like, the, I don't think it's a bad movie, but it might be the worst one. It's
like, yeah, the worst of them, all of them being good.
But what do you think? Like, do you, is that?
I could agree. Yeah, I think it goes, like, 1, 3, 2, 4.
I say that very, like with a heavy heart.
Right.
Because I don't want it to
And be. I think it could, I think I want to watch it again, and it might move back up to the third slot.
Right.
It's just right now.
But when you can, yeah, it's like when you consider, like, the whole, like, the misuse of Tai Lung, the No Furies 5.
Right.
The hero's journey they kind of had. It's just like, I don't know, it all piles up, and it's just like, right. What happened? It
could have been better.
Right. But just the fact that, like, they got Tai Lung back, but just, like 3 lines? Really?
Right. Three lines, and then at the end, you're like, you're pretty cool.
Maybe I was wrong, Poe.
Right.
But, oh, you know what? Before this is all,
like, massive track. It's like...
But seriously, why are, like... Are they all, like, at peace? I'm just confused about that. That made no sense. Well,
that's what I don't get, yeah. Is that you literally have all the villains from all 3 of the first movies, and then hundreds of others, right? And then it's like, oh, we're all just fine with this now. Like, Shen literally got murked, right? Like, he'd be pissed. Kai and Po did not end on good terms, right? Like, Tai Lung, fine, I guess, because he was a good guy beforehand. But the other two were, like, terrible. Like,
right, yeah.
Like, they were actual war villains. Like,
yeah, exactly.
So, like, there's no reason for them to just be like, yeah, you're cool, Poe.
Right. And they're like, oh, we're willing to go home?
Right.
Why? Like, right. Especially Why? Shen. No, right. Actually, I'm sorry, both of them. Because,
Leave. Run away.
Kai literally, like, his and mission was...
Then, guess what? Tai Lung could have paralyzed Poe really quick, like, caught him off guard, and then he could have gone away. And the next movie could have been like, hey, they're back.
Yeah, but isn't Poe, like, just impervious... Like, it just tickles him because of his fat?
I don't know. And then, right. But, like, Tai Lung could have got stronger, like, had a hidden ability from, like, the spirit realm, right?
Right.
He could have been training there.
But... No, right, right. Or, you know, at least would have been a really interesting after-credits cutscene, which there was no
cutscene. Oh, yeah, no after-credits scene.
It would have been great if, like, maybe... It could just be Tai Lung, but it could be all 3 of them. All of them are, like, just meditating, and then Oogway's there, too. Like... In the spirit realm, like they're that's how they all became at peace.
Right.
That would at least explain something that, like, maybe Oogway's like job now is just, like, bringing these villains to peace
right.
of mind.
Right.
And, you know, at least they don't have to say anything. You know, Oogway just could have been like, you know, inner peace. You know,
right.
And then the 3 years of meditating
sitting there.
Right.
That was it.
That could have fixed a lot of our issues right. here, but they didn't. So with that said, I'm trying to think of a number to give this. Because I like the movie.
Right. You know? I still have, like, a pretty high number for it, right? Like, it's not a bad movie at all. It's just being a fan of the universe and, like, wanting a little more, I guess. But the movie, as it was fine. Like, perfectly fine. Oh, no,
it's not, yeah, right?
Like,
the movie, yeah.
Like, right. There could have been things that were different for the better, I feel like, as a fan of the universe. But
I'm sorry. I just want to ask you this before we, like, get to the review here. What were your thoughts on, like, the talking head? Like, so, like, remember when, like, Poe, like, Shifu's in his brain and he's just like, oh, you do this, you know, like,
Yeah, that was, like, a running joke throughout the movie.
I didn't like it. I think it was just a cop out to, like, get voice lines without him having to be there. They're probably like, we can't have Shifu come along because then we have to have more lines for him. We have more lines, got paid right. more. But we need more lines for him to justify, like, whatever price we gave.
Right.
So, like, my thought, like, okay, what if he just records some lines and he just talks to him, like, you know, what made up brain Shifu, you know? That right. I really wasn't a huge fan of that gag.
Right.
You know, I just feel like it was just kind of, like...
Too kiddy, yeah. Too childish, pretty much.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay, right? Like... I honestly had forgotten about it.
I thought I like that he said too childish because that perfectly describes it. Because even though it's Kung Fu Panda and, like, yes, obviously geared towards children, there are still like kind of this like realistic line in terms of like the kung fu and just like the gimmicks they do.
Right.
But like
it's a really good blend of like I think of Puss in Boots 2. I don't see a kids movie in that at all.
Oh, yeah.
Like I look back on that movie and I'm like he's fighting death. Like death is following him the whole movie. Like he's like having a like midlife crisis almost like the whole movie, like an existential crisis thing. And then it's like, you like look at this movie and you're like, oh, like this is geared towards children, right? Like from the minute it starts, you're like, oh, this is just like goofy kids movie. But then like, like once it starts, you're like, wait a minute, this isn't really a goofy kids movie. Like she's like a mob boss. She like, I think she like kills someone like at one point, like pushes them down the stairs or whatever. The chameleon.
He's
like a crime rhino guy or whatever. Yeah. Like so, like then it takes like a darker turn and like. There's a line of like moving away from just like a kid's movie to like, okay, like preteen, right? Or something.
Like. Yeah, but that's why I was saying like, the talking head just made it feel kid like because right. Just like, that's just like a kid right. gimmick, you right. know?
They like get too lost in the writing, like, wait, this is a kid's movie. Like, what do we do? And it's like, oh, just put the stupid joke in right here, right? Like,
right. Yeah, I just want to mention that because it just kind of like, I was like, that's, I just felt kind of stupid or like out of place. I'm gonna probably say overall, like, if I'm just looking at it as a movie and I'm trying to step back from like comparing it, like, what could have been, I'd say like a 7.5.
Seven was like, the like, number that came to mind.
Yeah, like, it's a good, like, just as itself is a good movie, but just like when you're a Kung Fu Panda fan, it's hard to think, like, wait, why does that happen? Why, what about Tai Lung? What's going on? Like, No Furious 5, which. You know, so that's what, like, but it's just a funny movie. Like, it's just a funny movie.
It's still fun. There's a lot of great parts to the movie.
Like, all the combat, when they do it, they've gotten better and better with, like, the fight scenes.
I think I said it after, like, we left the theater, but I was like, I'm more excited for DreamWorks movies now than I am for, like, Disney movies at this point. Like, I feel like their animation's gotten really good over the last couple years. Like, the storylines are, like, all really good lately, so... Like, they're just, like, on top of it right now.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, yeah, I was going to say 7.5. You're sticking at 7?
7, I'd say.
I'm going 7. I don't want to feel alone. I do want to get it again. I get it physically, but I'm kind of waiting for, like, the whole series to be done with. And then, like,
I was thinking it, like, while we were talking. I'm like, oh, I got to see if there's, like, a pre-order for it. But then I'm like... Well, like, I want, like, a complete collection or something, right? Like,
you know, so, but, like, that's that'll be something I'll watch when it comes to, like, streaming services.
Right.
I'll be like, okay, let me, I do want to reevaluate it. I want to watch it, maybe, like, slow it down and, like, maybe I overthought this or what, you know?
Right.
I'd say 7. Like, and I would say, like, when you're down to 6 is, like, mediocre or like, you know, it's just passable for like watching a movie. But like 7, you know, good experience.
Right.
Funny.
Still good.
Yeah, still good. And it really is great, great fight scenes, like we were saying. Like just the whole fight between them and the chameleon was just start to end really good. Like just from an animation standpoint.
Right.
It
looked really like great. Shape shifting into all the guys and like doing different techniques and Poe's just like dodging and going around and stuff like that. Like
right. So, I mean, that's basically it, right?
Yeah, banger. Definitely recommend. Go watch it. Go support it. So they, like, I want more, right?
Right.
I always want more Kung Fu Panda, but, like, I don't really, at this point, like, the first three were, like, a movie, like, a series, right?
Right.
Anything past this now, I'm, like I'm just watching just because I want the itch, right? Like.
Well, because he said, I mean, like, after 3 came out, I think it was a year or 2 later, they said he has, like, plans for, like, 3 more. So now that we have the Dragon Warrior, my assumption of the next one is like how to be the Dragon Warrior.
Right.
And I don't know if in like the last movie in like the saga Poe will like transcend.
I think in the next one, Shifu might die and then Poe's going to take that role.
Right. No, but Poe's above that role.
Right. But like, I feel like he could do both. Maybe.
You know, he's the teacher now. Shifu's like retired.
Right.
But I think at some point they probably need to address him having a family, which is like I'm not really too keen on. But, I think at some point he's going to have to find some panda, you know, that he falls in
wife.
Love with.
Because that's like an issue, right? Is like the pandas were like being wiped out.
Right. And there's like a village of them, but that doesn't mean they're not super low.
Right.
But they never hinted at like some like, oh, I need to, you know, create a family. Right. But
love interest.
It would make, but they could easily have it where Poe's dad from the panda side was just like, hey, son, so when are you going to get laid these days?
Wait, we need to repopulate, son. It's your,
you know, it's like
civilian duty.
Civilian duty. You know, it's like, so where to take it from here? The problem is I'm not sure if I want to see a lot more of Awkwafina as Zen.
Right.
It's nothing against her. It's just, I don't know.
I think let it settle. I think, see, like I was saying before, bank your money on this series until Shrek 5 comes out when you're like literally swimming in cash. Like, I think they don't realize when the Shrek 5 comes out, like that thing better be a masterpiece because it will literally make them billions of dollars.
Or it could destroy DreamWorks.
It could literally shut them down in a day if it's bad. But like they'll be swimming in so much money. You could do whatever you want. You could make Shrek Kung Fu Panda 5 and it be like a disaster and be like, okay.
Well, we tried.
But Puss in Boots 3. Here we go.
Here we go. You know, so. Yeah, I'm like,
but oh, yeah. The point of that was get the Furious Five back for the next movie. I like make sure you have enough money to justify at least Tigress. Get Angelina Jolie somehow.
So like,
or find a doppelganger. Just find someone who can be Angelina Jolie, and there's like no difference.
They
could do it with Rick and Morty.
I really don't care if that I don't care for Tigress being like an odd focus in the Furious Five.
That was kind of like the setup of the love interest, I guess, right? It was like Tigress. They're playful, but then we gotta cut you from the movie, so you're just a friend now. Bye bye.
But I don't think I'm not sure if they'll actually pull the trigger on interspecies.
Crossbreeding? Like,
look at our little boy. Meow, Brad.
He's a piger. What is that?
He's a tenga.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just, yeah. But honestly, I wouldn't be too upset if they just did a spinoff instead movie. But right. I do like the idea. Maybe just have like one or two back and then the other ones are on missions, whatever. You could just like kind of recycle it.
Right.
Give me the buddy cop of Monkey and
Oh, man. That would be good.
You know, just kind of side note, I've never really liked that their names were just like
Monkey, Viper, Mantis.
Well, at least Monkey and Mantis and Crane. Tigress kind of like.
Right, and Viper, I guess.
Yeah, Viper, yeah. Right. But like, really, Crane?
Right. Poe has a name. Shifu has a name. He's not just Red Panda or
Panda. That was funny. That was actually funny. Like, yeah. I'm Red Panda. And she's like, huh. is that, yeah. I'm very curious on what the direction they're gonna take this. Either Poe dies by the end of it, or he just like ends up being a family, you know, like in a family,
right, a family guy,
or he actually gets older and shows age and makes, you know, Awkwafina the, you know, spear and the spear guardian,
right? And that's like the leader. End of it. I think like Poe should just be like old and that's it, and just be like the teacher. And
before we end this, my concern here is Poe is perfect as like the fighter because he's like, he's big, you know, he's goofy, but like he's fat, he can like bounce things off of him, he like big. But when it comes to Zen, who is a fox, they're super small. So it's just, it's more like a lot of light, fast, flurry punches kind of fighting style, like Shifu, which looks cool, but he gets backhanded once, he's just out.
Right.
You know, it's like how, like with Poe, you're going to have stamina, you're going to have power, mass, you know, but with this fox, you're not going to have that. I don't know like how they're going to address that.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's just like a weird character. That's why I was saying, like, I don't know, like they could have tested the waters and not made her the dragon warrior. Like,
right.
So I don't know. It's going to be weird. I want another sequel. Like, what was the break between 3 and 4?
8 years. It was eight.
Holy
shit. It was 20. Holy. It came out in 2016, 2017. That was,
how long ago did Jack Black announce it? Because he just like randomly announced it one day, right?
I forget how that worked. Yeah, 2016. It came out in 2016.
Holy.
So it has been 8 years.
Holy.
My curious is how long has it been production for?
Right. Well, like when did.
Hold on, so it grossed $287 million worldwide, making it the fifth highest grossing film of 2024, although it's not over yet.
Right. It was like in January.
While it received mostly positive reviews from critics and audience, because however, it became the lowest rated film in the franchise.
Right.
I mean, that's how, I mean, okay. It blew out like it budget $85 million box office.
Yeah,
okay,
it's gonna get a sequel. It's a successful movie. Yeah.
I was told from my movie friend Vinny that for a movie to actually be successful, barely success, is double the budget. Because
that's like what Blumhouse does. All of their budgets for all of their movies are like $1 million. So anything above that, like all those Paranormal Activity movies, that's why they keep making them.
Profits. They're cheap, and like so, practical effects are cheap. Right. But I mean, so like that pleases me. I actually didn't think about its gross.
Right.
You know, but the fact that it did make stupid money means that they like, okay, people want to see more.
Right.
Yeah. So like that's what it's like almost four times its budget. You know, it went three times. That's that to me means there's going to be a Kung Fu Panda 5, which great.
There should be. There you go. December 2010.
Well, yeah, that's okay. So that's when they announced there'd be three more sequels. Oh, okay. Oh, after Kung Fu Panda 3. That was in 2010. Damn. A six film series. Possibly a fourth film. It's one at a time. We want to make a perfect duel. Well, that didn't work out. And then we'll see what happens after that. We don't want to try to have them feel open ended, but you want it to feel like a completed journey.
Right.
Which, I mean, I guess, like, realistically, if 4 was the last one,
Complete, right?
Yeah, because like there's a dragon warrior.
New dragon warrior, Poe's in charge.
Poe's still a virgin. that's what they really care about. Right, just like, right. Poe cannot get laid. Let's see.
In 2022, they confirmed? Really? That late?
Yeah, they teased it. It was just like, oh, by the way. Like, I think it was like, hey, we're, it's going to come out.
Right.
The first one was wrapping up to the final become during War. So I wonder if another sequel took all that away, leaving the filmmakers to find some really great heavy themes. I would not call it heavy themes. Yeah. You want to evolve Poe's character, introduce new character, and expand the franchise's world. So they did that, but, I mean, I want to say, well, I guess Poe evolved and like, he's like, oh, you have to change, which
right.
I thought you would have learned that by now, but here we are. Learn something to advance the next level. Having a black and white view of the world, wanted to pair him with a more morally gray character. Okay, I mean, that makes sense. Works. Yeah, Mitchell also wanted a character who Poe can be frustrated by, like, how she feels. Okay, that's a good explanation that, right. You know, that balance. Mitchell sought to make her more brain than brawn. Okay. Like, it looked like they hit the goals they wanted to, but the execution wasn't, like, entirely
100%.
Right, or really, it's a story that needed to be fleshed out. In 2013... Mitchell stated that the Masters of the Furious Five would make an appearance in the film. And that they are... Oh, wow. Did he actually say that off on their own individual missions? Huh. Confirming that there would be a glimpse of the Furious Five. Wow. I did not... When did that happen?
I don't remember.
That was in 2013. Huh. Well, and apparently in a Discord Q&A, in a fan server. Wow, where's that fan server? No, the Furious Five were not originally going to appear despite protests from writers, artists, and animators. Stein explained that it was due to the cost of the original actors, especially Angelina Jolie and Tigress. However, the marketing department told the filmmakers to include them in a cameo appearance.
Right.
Yeah, but like, well, I think that wouldn't the marketing want them to be in a commercial? But they, right. But there's like, there was nothing. They couldn't have shown them without Zen being in the picture. And while we're will be the last two films to be made entirely in-house at DreamWorks. Let's see. We'll be moving from producing films in-house in their Glendale campus to rely more heavily on outside studios.
Really?
I think that's a bad...
Sounds terrible. Yeah,
that sounds... Remember, if Puss in Boots 2 was in-house,
just
you're doing something
Shrek 5, like, what are you doing with that? You can't tell me you're outsourcing that because you will... That movie, right... is like such a phenomenon right now that like it will literally kill DreamWorks if it's bad.
Wait, hold on. Is this also we didn't even talk about the cover, which we'll talk about in a second, but wait, is Tenacious D come out with a new album on March 8th, or is it just saying it released simultaneously? I think it's just that song.
But they're calling
it. Love the cover.
Yeah,
I think so it's a banger.
What was it during the credits, right? It played it?
Yeah.
Or there's like it's during the credits, but there's like a scene where Zen and Poe are training and then the Furious Five show back up and they're like training them like they trained Poe in the first movie and that like
Right.
Like me room, whatever.
Yeah.
But there's a baby won't hit me baby one more time cover by Tenacious D that plays. And it's a banger.
Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah.
I've listened to it multiple times after that. I like it a lot. But you know, with all this information said, it's great that I made a lot of money. That means that it most likely going to get a sequel. But we're going to stick to 7. It's like, yeah. I guess we're not in the wrong here because everyone else, I guess, agrees that it's the worst,
right,
like, rated one. But again, maybe we'll do a follow-up after we watch it again.
Right, like an update
down the road. Update. It's still the worst.
It's worse, too.
Anything you want to say before we cut it?
Check out the other ones. I mean, the whole series is great. If you haven't watched any of them, like, I don't know what you're doing here watching the review for the fourth one, but like, watch them all. It's a banger series, right?
Oh, like, no, it's a great,
right. It's like, you know, you look back at like old DreamWorks and like not
the,
they have like such banger movies and I don't know.
The performance of Tai Lung in the first one, that just like,
oh, he
like
was so good.
When he's fighting Shifu, it's just like, it's unbelievable, like movie magic. It's so good. Am I gonna make you proud? Tell me. Right. It's just like, dude, it's just like, and then it kind of gives me chills. But when he like goes to grab
Shifu,
Oogway's like staff to like attack, but he like comes to his senses that like, oh, he's dead. He's like, well, you can now make me the dragon warrior, right?
Right.
Just like, I thought that was just like the coolest thing. He's just full of rage and he's like,
yeah.
I was like, okay. It's like, that was just.
Michael, and watch the
first one again. I love any excuses. Be like, I want to watch the first one. Especially just that.
It's so good.
Anyway, like, comment, subscribe, become a member today. Join our Discord. Talk to us. Leave a comment below. Like, did you like the movie? Right. Low rated. Do you not want to watch it?
Check out our other reviews. Yeah, we do some cool ones here. You know,
we might make a new playlist like movie reviews.
Yeah. I want to do more of them. I think it'd be more fun.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. All right, have a good one, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.